In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Welcome to the Word for Life, everyone. I'm Jack Gardner, the Word for Life producer, along with Pastor Ken Keltner, lead pastor at Brookside, and along with him is Pastor Mark Widmer. Glad to have you guys here today. So nice to see you guys.
We're glad to be here, and good to have Pastor Mark with us.
Yes, who's new. Yeah,
thank you.
New to Brookside, newest pastor. Nice to have you.
Yeah, one weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
One weekend, we got him going.
And here he is.
Yeah.
So we, in the Word for Life, of course, we're in Joshua 5, end of chapter 5, and then into chapter 6. That's kind of where we left off last time.
Yeah, great passages of Scripture that we look forward to studying together.
And before we get into that, we'd like to just let you know a few things. Rich McCarroll will be at Brookside September 9th, and he will be here for the men's stakeout.
That's going to be an awesome time. $10 gets you a steak, and he's going to be speaking really about one of the most controversial verses in the Bible. Hmm. And if you have somebody that's searching for answers, it'd be great to get them here for that. And so that is on the 9th, and I believe that starts at
6:30.
6:30. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Look at that. He's already on the ball.
Yeah,
he's just 6:30, and it'll be a great time. And then Saturday morning on the 10th, it'll be 8 to noon. And he's going to be speaking directly to men, questions that really men need to be able to answer for themselves. And so look forward to that then. And then he'll be preaching on Sunday morning, the 11th. And then Jack, our pastor that was on Word for Life for probably 11 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg Huffman will be with us. We'll get him on the broadcast, too, but he'll be with us on Sunday night, the 11th. He'll be speaking at Brookside. So if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to come and be with us, and you can actually watch us online, too, if you're not able to get out.
Sure. Yes, that's right. It'll be good to see Pastor Greg as well.
Yeah. You know,
long time. We haven't seen him in a while.
About a year.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, we pick up with Joshua into 5 and into chapter 6, but we did want to just kind of get to know Pastor Mark here a little bit,
yeah.
And nice to have you on here. And
just feel free to share a little bit of what God's been doing in your life, yeah, and how he brought you up to this point, and then, you know, be willing to, you know, again, share your testimony, how you mm-hmm. came to the Lord, and we look forward to having you here and having you on the broadcast today. So
yeah, well, I'm very thankful to be here at Brookside, and it's just a real privilege. I've known of the church for years and years. Most of my life's been spent in Wisconsin, but never thought that I would be part of the staff or whatever, but God has orchestrated that, and I'm very thankful. So just a little bit about me. I was raised in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, but had no clue of the gospel at all. Didn't even know it existed until I was 16 years old. And a fella came over to our house and shared the gospel around the kitchen table with my family, and asked me, a 16-year-old at the time, if I knew I was a sinner. And yeah, I knew that very well. And he had his open Bible, which was a novelty. I've always heard of the Bible, loved it, but never saw one. And he said, well, the Bible says all of sin comes short of the glory of God, and you understand that. And yeah, I had no problem with that. But the verse that really caught my ear was Romans 6:23, when he said, the wages of sin is death. And he asked me, do you know what wages are? Well, I had a summer job, and I said, sure, that's a happy day. It's payday. Wages, you get paid for what you earn and what you deserve. And he said, yeah, that's exactly right. But this one in Romans 6 is not a happy day. Because of our sin, we deserve death, physical death, but even more so spiritual death. And I told him, I said, you know, my heart's been telling me that. I had no clue it was in the Bible, But the second part of that verse, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That was absolutely the best news I've ever heard. I wasn't surprised that God had such a thing as a way for us to get to heaven, but it was totally beyond me. And but then the key element, okay, so how do you get this gift? It's by faith. And it's not because of sacraments or things that I've done or not done. It's because of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross. He paid the price, full price for our sin. It's done. And as we believe, trust, have faith in what he did, our faith is in Jesus, we have eternal life. And so that day to be able to pray and ask the Lord to be my Savior was just a marvelous day.
I think everybody out there that has put their faith and trust in the Lord will remember when that took place, and that when your journey of faith began with Jesus Christ. Pastor Mark, I got a question for you. What was this somebody that knew your family, or was he just going door to door? Or
yeah, well, it was orchestrated by my mother, as it turns out. So
okay.
Yeah, Mom had become a Christian about 6 or 8 months before. And so she had a burden for her family, but yeah. She didn't really know what to say or what to do. So we had actually gone to this Baptist church in the morning, and she had invited the pastor to come over that afternoon.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then tell us a little bit about, I mean, you were even a municipal judge up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I know you've been an administrator. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what God's had you do or what you've been doing, you know, to bring you up to this point here at Brookside.
Yeah, so I had the privilege of being in the ministry my adult life. After high school, went to Bible college and got involved in churches and Christian schools. And so for 10 years, my wife and I worked in a church and school in Quincy, Illinois. And then in 1989, we moved to northern Wisconsin to the little town of Coleman, 880 yeah. people, and worked at Faith Christian School there for 17 years. Basically, that's where we raised our family, and it was just such a great blessing. While I was there, they have a municipal court dealing with misdemeanors and traffic type things. So I got elected as the municipal judge and got to do that for about 13 years until we moved up north to Northland Baptist Bible College in Dunbar. From there, we went to the Dominican Republic for 2 years and taught school. Then we went to the Chicago area to work in Romeoville, taught and administrated a school there. And the last 5 years have been in Oak Creek, south of Milwaukee, and in a church as an associate pastor there. And but now God has moved us to a new ministry, and the door opened for Brookside, and we're very thankful.
You know, Pastor Mark, when you were talking about you moved from Coleman to Dunbar, I mean, that was even moving, you know, to a smaller town.
If that's possible, yeah.
And I do remember we were, and I think that might have been where we crossed paths some when our family moved to Dunbar from Denver, Colorado. And you talk about culture change, not just in the weather, but just in, you know, the way the town operated. I remember we were we stopped at a little diner, and I ordered iced tea, and the waitress looked at me and she said, "We don't serve iced tea here unless it's summertime, so we don't have iced tea right now." And I was thinking, man, I am not Denver, Colorado anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a culture shock.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Mark, we're so glad that God's brought you here, and we're going to invite you to join us here a little bit with our study in the book of Joshua, and look forward to any input that you have. And we're really approaching that aspect, Jack and Pastor Mark, of one of the most famous and memorable stories in all the Bible, and that is the walls of Jericho falling down. And we'll get into that in our discussion today and in the next few days that we're able to meet. But there was a story that I remember reading years and years ago. Kind of a fun story. It's about a new pastor who decided he was new to the church, so he thought one Sunday he would visit some of the children's Sunday school classes. And as he walked into the class, the teacher introduced him and said, "Hey, children, this is our newest pastor, and he's here with us. And why don't we tell him what we're studying?" And they all said, "Well, Pastor, we're studying Joshua." And the new pastor said, "You know, kids, that's wonderful. What a great book in the Old Testament. Let me just ask you a question, see what all you're learning. Who actually tore the walls of Jericho down?" Well, kids were kind of quiet for a while, but then little Billy, he just kind of shyly raised his hand, and he said, "Well, Pastor, I want you to know I didn't do it." And Pastor was a little taken back, and he said, "Well, come on, kids, tell me who really tore the walls of Jericho down?" Well, then the teacher interrupted the pastor, and she said, "Pastor, Billy's a very good boy, and if he says he didn't do it, he didn't do it." Well, the pastor was totally flustered at this point, and so he went to the Sunday school director, and he related the story to him, what was happening in the Sunday school class. Nobody knew, actually, who tore the walls down. And the director, looking worried, just explained, well, Pastor, we've had some problems with Billy before, but let me talk to him and see what we can do." Well, now, the pastor is absolutely just flabbergasted with it all, and he's bothered by it, and he wants some answers. And so now he goes into to the deacons, and he relates to the deacons the response of Billy and the response of the teacher and even the director of the whole Sunday school program. And he says, "Man, there is something wrong here. Something has to change." And a white-haired gentleman there on the deacon board for several years thoughtfully just stroked his chin, and he said, "Well, Pastor, I move that we just take money from the general fund and apply it to the walls, and let's just leave it at that." I have no idea what happened after that, but you can imagine a pastor, you know, thinking, "Man, do we have issues?" Well, we're about out of time this morning. We're glad Pastor Mark's with us, but as we get ready to continue on with this study in Joshua, just remember they've come out of the wilderness. They've crossed the Jordan River. God had them establish a memorial outside the Jordan River, which was at flood stage when they crossed. They piled up the stones. They plastered it, put the law on there for them to always remember. They're at the campground of Gilgal. And then he also had them go back to circumcision, and that was a sign that marked not only a Jew as a Jew, but it also marked the spiritual side of the covenant. So when you join us in our next broadcast, we're going to jump right into where we are in Joshua, moving into just an incredible enemy that they're to conquer, and God is going to do a great work. I trust you have a great day. Thank you so much for being a part. And Pastor Mark, thank you for being able to be on this morning. And Jack, as always, thank you for your work with Word for Life.
Well, you're welcome.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.